Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Friday at 11, Kelly in Vegas drops by, gives her favorite college plays. We talk some NFL as well. She's got a busy weekend, so she was kind enough to join us today here on Thursday. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Kelly, you were kind enough to also link us to Gracie's 3-hour or 4-hour video the other day, and Sam was stuck at a wedding, and all I see on Sunday on my timeline at one point was a Gracie video with her views on the Chiefs and the Ravens, and then Sam's reply, Cliff Notes, please.
And I'm like, of course you're supposed to listen. It wasn't 3 or 4 hours. I think it was like 40 minutes. But of course, I like scrolled through. Yeah. I took my own Cliff Notes real quick. He calls and he's like, all right, what are we doing? I was like, we're going to hammer the Chiefs. I already played them in my contest. I go, this is just a little extra push I needed to know that the stars were going to align for Kansas City. And boy, did they ever. I mean, Lamar Jackson getting hurt, the Ravens defense being banged up. Sam texts me like right after that first Ravens score and is just like, really? Like, you know, well, that was fun while it lasted because they marched right down the field and scored. And that was really about the only sweat that involved for four quarters.
That was a lot of fun. And then I basically told everybody at this wedding who had been asking me all day, what's the move? What's the move? And I was punting. And then once you and I talked and I knew that Gracie had the stamp on it, I told everybody at this wedding.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So Gracie.
So then you're the hero of the wedding.
Well, Gracie was the real hero.
Oh, well, I'm glad you gave her credit. You know, she deserves credit with her her lovely witchy powers. And I always appreciate when she has some insight because you have to remember the Chiefs is her team. So whenever there's some bad stuff, yeah. Which there were a couple things in there that she did say, like, hey, this could go wrong. That could go wrong. I always appreciate the unbiasedness from her.
She gave out Worthy's number, and he was the biggest impact in the game. Like, it was a complete game changer, just having him available. Chiefs looked awesome. So I made a prediction earlier in the show. I said, when Kelly joins us at 11, she's going to say, I'm shoving on the Rams in Survivor. Are you shoving?
So I am not shoving. I am going to play some Rams tonight. I have elected not to shove, and here's the reality. The Niners are beyond banged up, right? They're down receivers. Why is Sammy laughing at me?
This show has been so stupid. It's so funny to hear. I am not shoving. I don't know why that's so funny. It just is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, regardless, here's the thing. We're getting to the point of the season where I've said to you guys on the show, I think people are trying to get a little too tricky with some of their stuff. Sammy, I was watching you earlier this morning, and I thought, you're right. What are you doing picking 1-point underdogs in Survivor when a double-digit favorite's available? Like, don't do these things. And that's kind of where I'm at with the Rams. This is still a divisional game. The Niners playing without a hurt Brock Purdy might be better. Mac Jones did well for this team in his 2 starts. This is a CMC-type game. Rams have a solid run defense. I think this could be closer then the final spread indicates, right? I think the whole world's going to want to tease the Rams, myself included, and I'm doing a lot of teasers again this week in the NFL. So on Splash, I've got 6 or 7 in that $1 million pool. I'm going to do 2 Cardinals, 2 Colts, maybe 3 Rams. I've got a bigger Survivor pool that I've been in for the last decade, nickel buy-in, over $100,000 in prizes. I've decided I'm going to use the Rams there. But I think we're going to do the 5K at Westgate with the Rams. My partners and I decided that yesterday. And then kind of take a different route with Circa in those two picks over there.
No Bills, though. I'm surprised I didn't hear Bills from you.
Well, we shoved Bills two Thursdays ago, if you remember correctly. Oh, or was that last Thursday?
Right.
My weeks are completely all together. Hey, look, I leaned Patriots initially early in the week. I thought, okay, Patriots is on my long list. Let me do some digging. Well, guess what? It's a little different when you're not playing the Panthers offense. This is the number one defense in the league with the Bills. And what did they do last week? They played with their food, the Saints, right? Ooh, this is fun. Let's make our Survivor people sweat a little bit. Come on, that game was never really in doubt. It was just like they were going through the motions. Why? Because they got a divisional rival here on deck. Ultimately, I think the Bills in a teaser is my easy, like, just sit back and relax. I don't think that they're going to lose this game by any rhyme or reason, but I do think Vrabel's a good coach. And I think eventually he's going to have this Pats team rocking and rolling. We'll see if it's this week.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. I'm going to use Rams, but I'm a little concerned about shoving. Like, I'm surprised though, because like getting it out of the way, like you had to feel so good that Buffalo week when they got by against Miami last week. You shoved Detroit, you shoved Denver week one, and something about it, like, I like it, but I don't love
I just don't have that confidence with this Rams team. And here's the reality, guys. We get ebbs and flows in the NFL. I was on Philly in a couple of my contest plays, -3.5. But should never won that game, obviously. They were down three scores late, blocked field goal, runs it back for a touchdown when arguably he should have just fell on the ball. Now, the next week, I end up on the Colts. I said, hey, I think this Colts team is still very undervalued. Well, A.D. Mitchell decides not to cross the plane and score a touchdown, and then he gets an offsides penalty that ultimately put the nail in the coffin for the Colts. So the Rams win a game that they weren't supposed to win. They lose a game they weren't supposed to win. This is a Rams team that prior to the season starting, everybody was talking, how hurt is Matthew Stafford? Well, there's a lot of question marks here. Again, I think they have a solid defense. They should be able to stop the run, but I think 8.5 has gotten way too inflated. And it makes me really nervous that now in this world, everybody's now all of a sudden, I mean, I got texts from every single one of my partners when Brock Purdy got knocked out, said, are we considering using the Rams? Like, that was their immediate go to. And then that makes me sit back and go, wait a minute, I would like to pump the brakes here and look at this one a little bit further. Even CT Betts messaged me and he goes, wait, you don't sound like you're all in on the Rams. I'm like, listen, I like to play contrarian. There's some question marks I have here, and I just want to look over things thoroughly. Shanahan at one point in time owned Sean McVay, 2-6 since 2023 now, though, right? That 2020 to 2023 range, he absolutely owned McVay. He had 8 straight wins over him. Now we've seen some regression. We'll see what happens on Thursday night. I just don't think the Rams as a full-on shove when I've got the Cardinals and the Colts, which were my original two picks. I was planning on splitting both of those 50-50, are still available.
Let's go to college. I have to do a lot of stuff throughout the week, as do you. Fox wants underdogs that could win outright, and I give one a week. This week, no joke, I gave them Maryland. You're on Maryland, too. Talk us through it.
God, I love this Maryland team. Do you guys remember a couple weeks ago when I said they're going into Madison? They have a shot to win. And it was easy breezy. Like, this was no sweat. I like Malik Washington. This team's coming off a bye. As you guys watched, a lot of sharp people, and myself included, I didn't end up getting to the window with Washington. But early in the week, I thought 8 points at home versus Ohio State. Ohio State traveling all the way out there. Well, guess what? Washington got their hopes and dreams absolutely crushed. Now they have to go east. And look, I hear this argument all the time. Well, it's not that big of a deal anymore with air travel. Well, it's not. But last year, the Huskies went 0-4 straight up and against the spread at Rutgers, Iowa, Indiana, and Penn State. Hey, they may lose that Ohio State game twice, so I took some of the +210 as well, Sammy.
All right. What about UCF going up against Kansas? What side are you with?
There's a really good chance that I'm still just kicking myself for not betting Cincinnati last week. I was watching the game with my dad, and he's like, I can't believe you didn't bet Cincinnati. I don't know, Dad. I haven't seen enough from Cincinnati. You can't just blindly bet against KU every time I get a chance. But you know where I can blindly bet against KU? On the road. Lance Leipold, since he's been the head coach of Kansas, just bet against him on the road. 1-4 as a road favorite, 8-16 against the spread. Look, one could argue this Jayhawks team is going to bounce back. That UCF defense was not good against my Kansas State Wildcats. But you know whose defense is even worse? The Jayhawks. There has been twice this season they have been gashed for almost 600 yards. It's just appalling. You got Montgomery and Nixon. I think that that two-headed monster in the backfield for the Knights is going to run all over the Jayhawks. They've got a top 20 team in total defense. So as long as their secondary doesn't get gashed by Jalen Daniels, I screw that up every single time. I think we can take some plus money here with UCF. I love the plus 5.5.
This is the CT Betts and Kelly in Vegas Bowl. Kansas State at Baylor. Joe, who do you think Kelly likes?
Listen, I have been the most critical person on this team. I am the most critical K-State fan this season. I said it. This is the Aer Lingus curse. I never want to see my team go international ever again. We saw it with Nebraska. We saw it with Florida State. Yeah, well, Sammy, Joe, it's week zero. We haven't been to Dublin yet. Guys, you want to take 6.5 in Waco versus Baylor? And this is all of us being high on Baylor. I took Baylor over 7.5 wins. Would you take 6.5 prior to week zero in Waco?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about what happened versus Army and North Dakota and Arizona. Those games were without Dylan Edwards. What happened with UCF? He came back. And what we saw last week, even though that secondary got gashed multiple times, Dylan Edwards, 2 touchdowns, opens up that running game, not only for himself, but a guy named Avery Johnson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this K-State team is going to get back to their winning ways here, and it starts in Waco. Take them plus 6.5. K-State, you know what they do when they go to Waco? I've been to at least a handful of games there. If they're a favorite, they're going to lose the game. If they're an underdog, they're going to win the game outright. That's just how it has been working since Chris Klieman came to Manhattan. Look for K-State plus 6.5, and of course, little 190.
A few more minutes here, Kelly in Vegas. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. An NFL total that you like. Where are you going?
Oh, man. You guys, have you been following along on Thursday Night Football and Sunday Night Football? These have been great. Or excuse me, Monday Night Football. Let's exclude Sunday Night Football because those love to go over where we get insane games in the 40s each, in the 80s in total. So we're going to omit those. But on Monday nights, these unders have been great. Both of them cashed again. Last week, I was on the under in the Broncos game. And in this one, it seems no different. We just talked about the Chiefs starting off, right? What did we see from Kansas City? Yep, they stifled that Ravens offense. And I think they're going to do the same thing to Jacksonville. But the good news is Jacksonville also has a top 10 defense. I like this game to go down to the wire. We're going to call it 21-20 final, but I like this under here. This is a Monday Night Football home underdog that may be barking, but I think this is going to be a rock fight between these two defenses.
So final answer on the Survivor. Joe's thinking Rams. I know you said you're not shoving Rams, but like of the portfolio you have, like what's the pie chart look like, you think, by the time we get to tonight?
So in the 5K, we did go Rams. We have 3 of us there. And every other Survivor, I either am a solo person or I have just one partner. So CT, Joff both liked Rams. So we shoved 5K. I already submitted that through the proxy service. We still have 2 circas, which I have a partner in each. I have one partner that's going to let me do whatever I want. So I'm going to play either Colts or Cardinals. I'm going to let CT choose Colts or Cardinals. And if he really wants to do Rams in one of the circas, I'm actually okay with it. Again, I don't think they're going to lose the game, but I do think that we do have to remember this is a divisional game. I love the Colts this week. Again, I've been on them. I was on them against the Broncos. I was on them against the Rams. I'm going to be on them against this Raiders team. This is the third time the Raiders are traveling east this year, right? They already lost at Washington. They squeaked out a win at New England. I like this Colts team. I think Daniel Jones is going to eat this defense alive. And unless Ashton Jaunty is the next Bo Jackson, I don't think that the Raiders are going to win this game. So on some of my personal ones, I'm going to go 40% Colts. We're going to go 40% Rams. And then I'm going to sprinkle the last little bit on the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals of the three is going to be the team to beat. I know that sounds insane. We just saw Cam Ward and that Titans team get shut out. I don't know. This Cardinals team is a little suspect. John Murray said it on Kelly and Murray this last week. He doesn't like Kyler Murray. And then I sat there and watched that whole Thursday night game, and I can't get it out of my head. He's not any good. You can only scramble for your life so much. They're down without Trey Benson. And I can confirm some sharp groups did take the Titans over there with him. I do another show on Wager Talk. They said they took the Titans. Does that mean the Cardinals are going to lose? No. But I think picking my favorite bet on Sunday, going with Survivor there, plus Thursday night football, maybe I do cheer for a little chaos on Sunday and hope the Cardinals somehow, you know, Kyler Murray, maybe a couple interceptions, maybe a defensive score. Something wonky is going to happen. I think that one could come down to the wire.
Yeah, I hate that team too. But I feel like you have to use them because it's the only time, at least with some entries.
I didn't want to use them at the Saints. Yeah. That's the problem. So it's here or
I know.
You don't get to use them at all.
Correct. In 30 seconds, because Sam was very confused the other day, could you explain what Touchdown Survivor is?
Touchdown Survivor, it's really easy. Ariel and I actually just started another one over on Splash, and it's got a $10,000 guaranteed prize pool. Come on, Sam. All you got to do is pick one guy a week to score a touchdown. It's super easy. That's why I'm out in the original one, and we started a new one, because it's not that easy. I wish it was, but it's not. It is very frustrating. I picked Tyreek Hill last week, in case anybody would like to know. So maybe I am the kiss of death. Maybe I am the kiss of death for Touchdown Survivor. Maybe just take no touchdown on the guy that I pick in Survivor this week.
Man. Kelly, thank you for switching things up with the schedule this week. Enjoy the wedding this weekend. Best of luck this week with all of your plays. Good stuff there. Alex White on the other side. Joe O. Sammy P. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.